Well, I bet that was a surprise when you opened it up.
Man, he like a duck man boat and all. I was afraid he'd get away, and so I happened to have a rope in the boat. Before I got him out of the net, I went and tied that rascal down in there. Talk about flipping and flopping.
You tied him in the boat or you tied him in the net?
No, I tied him in the boat after I got him out of the net. Knocked all my seats out. Then I got him to the bank. And I had me a big old hook. I put that in his jaw and then had a swivel chain. Then I had a loop and I put it on my arm so he wouldn't get away. I drug him out on the bank because he went to dive. And boy, I'm telling you, he went twisting like broke my arm. I thought he never would have quit. Just me and him sitting there on that bank. Finally, he gave up and boy, my arm done, hand done turned black. Get the circulation off.
I bet. Good thing he didn't get in the water with you attached to that string, or the story would have been reversed.
There's no story. Boy, I stayed with it, boy. I guess.
Oh, I asked you about the kitchen. Did you have places there, or do you have places now where you can store things in the kitchen?
Then.
Yeah.
How the wall.
Did you have any special little room built in, or do you now? Or do people now? Do some?
No, we have built-in closets now, you see, in the kitchen. I mean, built-in cabinets. Kitchen cabinets now. But they didn't have them them days. They kept their flour in barrels, didn't they? And also their meal in barrels.
Yeah. And then they had a shelf that kept the coffee and sugar and
I was asking about this room. I wondered if they had anything they called a pantry or a buttery or...
Nah, they didn't have it. Just straight walls.
Just... Is that a familiar term? Pantry or buttery or kitchen closet?
I've heard the name pantry a lot, you know.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
I think the old people call it pantry, when they...
Well, what do you call old, worthless things that just seem to collect?
Trash, mostly.
Junk. Trash. We have more of it than anybody.
No, you don't. My wife tells me I'm like a pack rat. Everything has a use, it's just that I can't see it then.
Well, that's the way me. I got that son that built me a little scaffold out there for two. When I first built it, well, I had plenty of room. Now then I got under, piled up under there, and on there, and on the side.
It does collect, doesn't it?
But everything comes handy sometimes.
That's right. When you want something, if it's not there, you have to make a trip to town to buy it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got just the thing that'll make do.
If I go down the road, I find a boulder, tap, or washer, I put in my pocket. Maybe the next day I have to use it.
Oh, what do you say your wife does every morning after you've eaten your breakfast and she's... Well, she clears the table, maybe makes the beds, straightens up the house. What do you call that?
I didn't call it. I just walk off.
Well, if someone said, what's your wife doing? What would you say?
Oh, she's piddling around the house.
I was wondering, some people would call that cleaning up or tidying up or something like that. What does she do on Monday?